Translation performed by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Sri Indra Uvacha. Indra, the king of the heavens, said, Pratyanita, recovered. Parama, O Supreme, Bhavata, by your Lordship. Bhavata, by your Lordship, Trayata, who are protected, na as, Savaga, shares in the sacrifices, Daitya Akrantam, afflicted by the demon,
Hriday
Kamalam, the lotus-like course of our hearts,
that
Gruham,
this
is actually your residence, Vritya Bodhi,
it
has been illuminated,
Kala Grastam,
devoured by time, Kiyat,
insignificant,
Idam,
this world.
Oh, alas, Natha,
O Lord,
Sushrutam,
material bondage,
Sushrutam, for those who are always engaged in the service, liberation from material bondage,
Tesham
of them.
Pure
devotees. Na.
Not.
Indeed. Bahumata.
Thought very important.
Narasimha.
Narasimha.
O Lord Narasimha. Half lion, half human being.
Aparayakim.
Then what is the use of other possessions? Translation. King Indra said, O Supreme Lord, you are our deliverer and protector. Our shares of sacrifices, which are actually yours, have been recovered from the demon by you. Because the demoniac King Hiranyakasipu was most fearsome. Our hearts, which are your permanent abode, are all overtaken by him. Now, by your presence, the gloom and darkness in our hearts have been dissipated. O Lord, for those who always engage in your service, which is more exalted than liberation, all material opulence is insignificant. They do not even care for liberation. Not to speak of benefits of Kama, Artha, and Dharma. King Indra said,
O Supreme Lord,
you are our deliverer
and protector.
Our shares of sacrifices,
which are actually yours,
have been recovered
from the demon.
By you. Because the demonic king,
Hiranyakasipu,
was most fearsome. Our hearts,
which are your permanent abode,
all overtaken by him.
Now by your presence.
Gloom and darkness.
In our hearts.
Have been dissipated.
O Lord.
For those who are always engaged in your service.
Which is more exalted than liberation.
All material opulences is insignificant. They do not even care for liberation. Not to speak of the benefits.
Of dharma, artha, and kama.
Purport. In this material world, there are two kinds of people, the devatas and the demons. Although the demigods are attached to material enjoyment, they are devotees of the Lord, who act according to the rules and regulations of the Vedic injunction. During the reign of Hiranyakashipu, everyone was disturbed. The routine duties of Vedic civilization. When Hiranyakashipu was killed, all the demigods who had always been disturbed by Hiranyakashipu felt relief in their general way of life. Because the government in Kali Yuga is full of demons, the living condition of devotees are always disturbed. Devotees cannot perform yajna, and thus they cannot partake the remnants of the food offered in the yajna for the worship of Lord Vishnu. The hearts of the demigods are always filled with fear of the demons, and therefore they cannot think of the Supreme Personality of God. The engagement of the demigods is to think of the Lord always within the core of their hearts. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Yogi Namaku Sarvesham Madhya Chantaratmana Sriddhavan Vaite Yomam Tame Yukta Tamo Mata. Of all the yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving soul, is most intimately united with me in yoga and the highest of all. The demigods, fully absorbed in matter, in meditation upon the Supreme Personality of God to become perfect yogis. But because of the presence of the demon, their hearts are changed to the activities of the demon, that their hearts, which are meant to be abode the Supreme Lord, are practically occupied by demons. All the demigods felt relieved and Hiranyakashipu was dead, but they could easily think of the Lord. They could then receive the results of sacrifices and become happy even though in the material world. Yesterday, Lord Shankar, he tried to pacify the angry Narasimhadev. And today, Indra, the head of the demigods, Shiva is the best of the demigods. Indra is the head of the demigods. Indra being the best of the demigods, tried to pacify. And after Indra, now today, is addressing Narasimhadev, "You are the deliverer and protector. So you will deliver one from the three modes of material nature. You will deliver one from miseries. You can deliver one from the material existence. You deliver. No one else. Anyone who himself is under the three modes of material nature, there is no question that he can deliver others." So the devotees, when we practice bhakti yata seva, slowly will be delivered. When you are completely delivered, then we will be able to deliver others. When we ourselves are in the clutch of material energy, when ourselves are tied up, our words will not have effect. Prabhupada was also propagating Hare Krishna. All of us are propagating Hare Krishna. But there is difference in quality to the degree we can deliver others. Yesterday, in the Narayana Engineering College, Gudu, had a frank discussion. Chief administrator and the principal and one of the faculty members, there we happened to try to convince them that unless a person is free from entanglement, that means he knows the way and he traverses the path. Two things. First, you should know. So, what should you know? That Krishna is Mayadesh. Krishna is the master of the three modes of material energy. And we are all under the spell of the three modes of material energy. And the spell is put by the master of the material energy. Krishna has put us in Maya, that is what we wanted. That is wrong. Krishna has put us in Maya, that we wanted, as we wanted. Now, if you don't want to be in Maya, you cannot kick away Maya by yourself. Not possible. You have to go back. But to go back to Krishna, Rishikesh, Mayadesh, and he said to him, "By my foolishness, I became a victim of Maya. By my stupidity, I thought Maya is good, but now I understand. As my consciousness is clearing up, I understand that my situation is very bad. I am in a very bad state. Now kindly, you deliver me. You should know whom to approach. Before that, you should know that we are in Maya, we are in fallen condition. Prabhupada said, first you understand that you are a diseased person, sick person. Then you want to find out a suitable doctor. You are sick. Anything, I'm all right. Then where is the need to go to a doctor? I mean, you think you're all right. So first criteria is to understand I'm completely captured by my mind and senses. So I'm undelivered. I'm entangled. Now who will deliver me? Because your hands and legs are tied up with rope. And you go to another man who is similarly tied up. And who is not a Krishna devotee. And you go and tell Prabhuji, you are wearing saffron clothes, your dadi is so nice, and your tunes are so good, can you deliver me? Dadi will deliver or what? Krishna will deliver. And you have to become instrument in the hands of Krishna. We are not like Prahlad Maharaj or Arjun, that Krishna will personally come to deliver you. That they are born along with the Lord, to assist the Lord, to be part of the Lord's pastime. Whereas we have not come here for pastimes. We have come here helplessly. We have come here because our experience is not complete. We need more kicks. We need more kicks. As last night, you vacated the room. Now it is in your possession. So this Abhinav, at 10:30 he came to my room. He was talking to me. We were trying to kick him out, throw him out. Because forcibly staying here at the ashram and living against the principles of the ashram. But still staying forcibly. Please, okay. No. All right, at least you follow the ashram rules and regulations. No. So don't get out and stay, but don't follow. That means it is challenging the authority of Prabhupada. Like Mahavishnu Goswami, one time we had a similar fight. Mahavishnu Goswami represents whom? Prabhupada. Mahavishnu Goswami represents whom? Krishna. He represents you. And he represents Krishna. And the other guy, he represents himself. Nobody to support him. And if there is a fight between Krishna's representative and someone who is standing for himself, what happens? Eliminated altogether. You can't stand before Krishna. Can anybody stand before Krishna? Anybody. Including, as we are reading here, Shiva, Indra, XYZ, So before the Lord, then the big authorities are XYZ. You know, when they just want to refer somebody. You know, I went to America, and there were XYZ people. It's not important. It's important. You know, I went to America, I met the president of America, I met the senator of America. It's not very important to mention the name. It is XYZ. XYZ. So, before Krishna, everybody is XYZ. That means no comparison. How many Indras can make one Krishna? How many Shankars can make one Krishna? Or how many Shankars can Krishna create? Huh? Where is the comparison? No comparison. This is our new manager. Hare Krishna Natural Foods. What is your name? Our manager doesn't know. Many people working under him. Oh, we don't know. Somewhere is here, somewhere is there. The parent, Harish. I have one chela in Kurukshetra by name Harish. He sets up air conditioners, repair service, shut down. And he doesn't eat any raw foods, no fruits, no vegetables. He cannot eat. Just like Christianity cannot eat milk foods. That means the quota is not there. In your life, you are not fed people with vegetables. In your next life, cut off. You cannot eat vegetables. You should give charity, anything and everything to others. Then you are also eligible for enjoying them. You should always do to others and then take. Not that I want to take. Because we are not alone. You are very safe to share whatever you have with others. I tell you a story. One fellow is struggling and struggling, hand to mouth, not enough. Then he became very desperate. He went to a enlightened Swamiji. He went, Swamiji, I am working very hard, but unfortunately, I'm not getting enough to eat to maintain my family. See, people are not working so hard, but they're having such a good time. Then the Swamiji, he looked into his Janma Kundali horoscope. He said, Prabhuji, why you are having very, very much difficulty in getting your needs? Because in your lifetime, you are only allotted 10 bags of rice. So, you have to live for many years, so now and then you get now and you get a star or whatever. Then this guy, he thought he is very intelligent. He said, so in my life, there are only 10 bags of rice in my quota. Why don't we give it right away? I will have at least, I will have good meals. I will also feed others. I don't care if I don't get at all, because your quota is finished right now. That's why sometimes we cannot eat sweets, we cannot eat this, that. Our quota is finished. Beyond that, if you try to eat it, first you don't get to eat it, you vomit. It goes down, it just comes out. It's not there. Digestion. So this Swamiji is using his, all right, at your risk, all quota what is meant for your whole life, and then, you know, after you finish it, you will be starved to death. Your quota is finished. You stay there in 10 days before you die, again you survive. You are given these 10 bags of rice. Nicely, you have cooked everything. For a few days, he is eating. He is also inviting everybody to eat. And now, today is the last day. According to the prediction, 10 bags, having good time. And after now, today, everything will be filled. So tomorrow, you cannot get, and you will not digest, and simply for whatever life you have, you have to starve and die. Surprisingly, this man is prepared. Now I have good time. From tomorrow, what will happen? But what happened? People are coming and giving him. And then again he is cooking and distributing, and he is off eating. Then he got told, Swami said, after 10 bags I have started to death because my quota is over. I will get the Swamiji's word can become wrong. So he went back to the Swamiji and asked him, I'm getting plenty, coming and eating, spending. He said, only after this finish. The Swamiji smiled and said, from your 10 bags quota, which is exclusively for you, you share it with others, and all their good fortune will also come to you. So this is the secret of life. The secret of life is, we are meant for getting something, but you can eat it all yourself, or you can waste it, you can spoil it, or you make sure. Let's say, I told you one of the times previously also, don't waste anything. You consume it, and you see that it becomes of help to somebody. Suppose we all eat. We are supposed to have some new people, give them also eat. Or in the ashram we all eat, and there's something left over. Don't be headless, or don't be lost. Something is left. Why should it rot? Or why should it go bad? Before that, let me distribute some people. Very independent, you are recognizing that there are many people who are in want of food. There are many people who are hungry. And here you are something which you cannot consume. నిద్ర పట్టకపోతే భాగవతం క్లాస్ వచ్చి కూర్చోమన్నారు. ఎప్పుడైనా మరి నిద్ర పట్టి మనకి ఇన్సామ్నియా స్లీప్లెస్నెస్ అండ్ పర్సన్ స్వామీజీ సో మెనీ టెన్షన్ స్వామీజీ సో మచ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఐ డోంట్ ఈవెన్ గెట్ స్లీప్ ఇన్ ది నైట్ ఆల్ ఐ టేక్ దిస్ జపమాల చెక్ everybody chants one word. Is that right? Everybody went to take Japmala Nelson. When you're sitting in Bhagavata, when there is a gossip, it's a political thing. Really, you know what happened in Haryana? You know what happened? Even when you're going to sleep, somebody stops. Really, have you heard? That woman was talking to this boy. All sleep gone. Because we are Maya topics, they are very relishable to us. And if you are a Krishna devotee, Krishna topics are relishable. Because we are in Maya, when you sit in the Bhagavatam, it is about Krishna Katha. We are in Maya, so Krishna Katha puts us to sleep. Japam puts us to sleep. So the point is, whenever we always distribute, serve, share, immediately you are protecting your life. It will come back to you. It is nature's arrangement. If you are not given anything to others, you are starving to death, nobody takes pity on you. People are saying also, they don't feel like it. But actually, Krishna is in control. The super soul is in control. So, super soul means that we are devotees, we are also like beggars. But the super soul, are you alright? Donate something here, donate something here. If you come and donate, you go. So, deliverer, we are talking about. Krishna is the deliverer, and Krishna devotees get delivered. They have taken shelter of Krishna. And like Krishna, a Krishna devotee can deliver. A Krishna devotee will not say, I will deliver you. A Krishna devotee will never say, I will deliver you. I will show you the path which can deliver you. So because a Krishna devotee knows, chanting the Lord's name. The Lord is transcendental, Lord's name is transcendental, and as long as you don't stop chanting, you are getting delivered. But why do you stop chanting? You know that we are here to chant. So, it's a sastra which says, who will only chant non-stop, uninterrupted, endlessly, till the last breath, who will chant. Trinadapi sunichena tarori vasa ishtuna amanena manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Only such a person who is humbler than blade of grass, who is more tolerant than the tree, who will give respect to everyone, and who doesn't expect any respect from anyone. In such a humble state, a person can chant always, because your heart is free from all kinds of traces of dirt. Only when the dirt is there, we are caught up. We are trying to revel in the dirt. And there is no dirt. We will only relish Krishna's name and Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Everybody takes a shot.